Can art and history change the tone of the conversation in the pro-choice movement? Artist and activist Heather Ault believes it can. She's the founder of 4,000 Years for Choice. Heather has created an art series that presents abortion and contraception as a part of human history, a history of women seeking to control their reproduction. Her posters are currently on exhibit at the Lane Hall Gallery on the University of Michigan campus. Heather Ault, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Heather, what were you not seeing and hearing in the messages and images being used by the pro-choice movement that you want to address with your posters and your artwork?
Well, the series started as a real personal project. About 10 years ago, I was doing a lot of pro-choice activism in California, and I almost accidentally discovered the history of abortion and contraception through a historian's book. Her name is Linda Gordon. And it was so surprising to me that abortion and contraception were actually these ancient practices that people have been involved with throughout our, you know, entire history for thousands of years. And as an activist in the pro-choice movement, I had really only heard a narrative around, you know, stopping the war on women, fighting, struggling, and defending, and, you know, a real kind of battle cry to defend women's reproductive rights, rather than something that came out of our own human history and described that, you know, really this is something that people have been engaged in for, you know, as long as we can remember.
Thus, 4,000 Years for Choice, the group that you created. You say you want to replace the iconic wire coat hanger that's been used by the pro-choice movement for decades. So how do your posters and their messages do that?
We have had the wire coat hanger, and for many young people, this symbol doesn't really resonate. Anecdotally, I've talked to folks who haven't had any idea what the coat hanger symbolizes, and in fact, it tells a story of not going back to the time of illegal abortion, you know, in back alleys and that kind of thing, when women were trying to, you know, take this into their own hands. So the work that I'm doing symbolizes a lot of other history that we really don't know about: herbs, ancient condoms, diaphragms, IUDs, the many people who've been involved with talking about these issues, like Plato and Aristotle, and all sorts of folks that, you know, again, throughout history symbolize the issues around abortion and contraception, but, you know, don't ever come to mind because we're just not aware of this history. And so the series of words, each poster has a unique word on it, and they're intended to kind of draw people in and, you know, inspire them and shift the story just slightly so that, you know, folks have a feeling of kind of affirmation or goodness around these kinds of things that, again, are very stigmatized in our culture.
How important is message in this pro-choice movement, and where do you think that message should be? And why?
Well, it's incredibly important, you know, especially through, you know, social media and the way in which, you know, we are kind of invited to take action. Since abortion is such a personal issue for so many people, one in three women have an abortion in their lives, which also means that one in three men have a personal experience with abortion. Almost everyone knows someone who's had an abortion. And our mainstream political messaging often changes or affects how we personally carry this story and this experience through our lives. So I think that it's extremely important to kind of open up spaces for people to participate and provide stories that are just really inspiring and humanizing to this experience, rather than just political or, you know, around our activism. We also need to have these kind of personal stories as well. And I think history is such a wonderful way to kind of change this messaging, or kind of introduce a new component to it, at least.
Heather, when on the 4,000 Years for Choice website, there was a quote of yours that jumped out at me, and I'm going to read it to you. 4,000 Years for Choice is our story, a story of women's reproductive empowerment, wisdom, and self-care that dates back a millennium. I believe all people need to know this information, regardless of their position, whether they identify as pro-choice, pro-life, or somewhere in the middle. That was your quote on the website. And you know, as we're talking, there are people listening to this conversation who will see your artwork that focuses on a woman's reproductive freedom, and they're going to be saying, but what about that embryo or that fetus? What about defending that embryo or fetus? So what do you hope that the pro-life or somewhere in the middle people might take away from what you do?
That's such a great question. I think that I would just hope that folks see that abortion and contraception are part of a larger landscape for all women. We're not just fighting for the right to an abortion. We're also fighting for the right to the kind of support and services to raise our families, to have healthy pregnancies and give birth in ways that support our lives and our values. Women deeply care about childbirth and families and, you know, raising their children in healthy environments. And this is, you know, these issues are all connected. And I think that destigmatizing abortion is just one part of a larger set of goals that our movement is very much focused on right now. So my hope is that this kind of work in the Lane Hall exhibit will bring people together and give them more opportunities to have these conversations.
Heather Ault is an artist and activist who is the founder of 4,000 Years for Choice, and her artwork will be on display at the Lane Hall Gallery on the University of Michigan campus through the end of this May. Heather, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you again.